The book of Exodus 28:36-43. You shall also make a plate of pure gold and engrave on it like the engraving of a signet holiness to the Lord. And you shall put it on a blue cord that it may be on the turban. It shall be on the front of the turban. So it shall be on Aaron's forehead, that Aaron may bear the iniquity of the holy things which the children of Israel hallow in all their holy gifts. And it shall always be on his forehead, that they may be accepted before the Lord. They shall be on Aaron and on his sons when they come into the tabernacle of meeting, or when they come near the altar to minister in the holy place, that they do not incur iniquity and die. It shall be a statute forever to him and his descendants after him. Allow me to remind us how Apostle Arkady explains this revelation and how he presents it to us. He says that the plate of pure gold in Scripture symbolizes the truth about redemption. This means that the Lord considers us redeemed. The word redeemed means holy, first of all, then returned or brought back. Holy is bought out of captivity, belonging to God, the holiness of the Lord, and inheriting with God. This is who a redeemed person is. This is one who has this plate of pure gold that says holiness to the Lord. Further, there's a blue cord. It symbolizes the glory of God, or that the given holy element is the glory of the Lord. The turban is a covering that covers the head of the priest, and it symbolizes acknowledging the delegated authority of God over ourselves in the face of the person who is placed by God. The act of tying symbolizes that we ourselves are supposed to place ourselves in dependence of the delegated authority of God in the face of the person whom God has placed over us. And so Pastor makes a very interesting note here, or connection. Giving your tithes and offerings according to the established by God order, we confirm that we are the holiness of the Lord within the redemption of God. Second, we honor the Lord and acknowledge his authority over us. Third, we demonstrate our love to him. Fourth, we worship before him. And fifth, we obtain favor or grace before God. And so how important the tithe is. Tithes and in tithes, we present ourselves to him, and the fact that we are the holy of the Lord. Sometimes people ask me, and Episcopals even, can a not-Christian person honor God with tithes and offerings? No, he can't honor God with tithes and offerings, but he can and needs to give alms to the church. Alms meaning in the form of a kindness, but only tithes and only people or the children of God are able to bring their tithes and offerings. And those that are not just baptized in water, but also in salt, and who have brought rest to the heart of the Lord. This is the holiness of the Lord. And so, of course, all can, and not just can, all need to be giving their tithes, either a kindness. The kindness will allow us to meet with God. Being the holiness of the Lord will allow us to be like God, or to become like God. God had said to Cornelius that your prayer and your good giving have been remembered before God. And so send people to Joppa and call for Simon called Peter, and he will give you the words that will save you and your household. He said to this individual that he call the apostle Simon Peter, so he can receive salvation with all of his household. But what made God do this? What prompted God to do this? He said, your prayers and your kind or good giving have been remembered before God. And so when we say giving not to a homeless person or anybody else, we're talking, because these will share the same destiny in the end unless they repent. And if you are giving money to witches, for example, you are partaking in Satanism. If you don't have the desire to give to a holy person, the holy person of God, then this means that this person does not have any significance, or that God has no significance to this person, because he does not want to somehow partake in the service of the Lord. And so right now we will sing a psalm and we will serve and partake in this wonderful service. We will confirm the fact that we are holy right now, and being holy, we will, of course, be showing this as a form of giving, of kindness and giving. Giving is not always a tithe. All on planet Earth need to give. But tithes, all the holy people of God need to bring, those who have God's likeness. And we will be doing this right now. Let us stand up and take part in this wonderful service.
Посеял тогда.
Let us stretch out our right hand as a symbol before our God and pray together with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I have separated my tithe from my house and have brought it into your temple, so you may have food within your house. I do not give in sorrow. I do not give in uncleanness. I do not give for the dead. I deeply believe in your unchanging word, and I am glad that I have the privilege to demonstrate my love and to acknowledge your authority. Now, according to your words, I pray, may your heavenly windows be opened, and may your blessing come without end upon your redeemed nation. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. May be blessed. Please be seated.